This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, thank you, Brenda. So I'm not sure whether you've had a chance to go through the proposed agenda for today and the supporting materials, but the first item we have is the subgroups and next steps. As you may have seen, Susan provided some very helpful feedback on how we could get the subgroups to get the ball rolling on the work. And my note also suggested having them complete the planning document by December 5th. So I wanted to have a discussion here today to see what would be the best way forward. As a reminder, Susan suggests having all review team members be a rapporteur for at least one group, which I think is an excellent idea, as it will make sure there's a great division of work. But Susan, maybe you want to talk about your suggestion.
Sure, Alice. Thanks so much. I'm sorry I'm late. Just trying to multitask doesn't work. But I thought we did a really good job of sort of laying out the subgroups, and that came from the work we all did in Brussels. So it just makes sense, and I think it's a good thing when we can try to engage more of the team members into taking responsibilities on. So I was thinking we should, allow each of the team members outside of the leadership team to select two different groups they'd like to lead, a first and a second choice. All right, and then have staff really give a good grounding on, look, this is, staff will be here to help you, set up a doodle pool, but we'll need this, this, and this from you, and we've already got the template that Catherine and Alan, I think you worked on too this summer while I was on vacation. So I think we have all the tools to get started. Obviously, we may have to modify things as we go, but it would be great to get these sub-teams or subgroups working. Go ahead and select the rapporteurs and get them working, like, next week. So.
Yeah, thank you. I do agree on that with one proviso. I'll talk about it in a minute. You said ask them each to select two work groups. That means then we'll have to do some selection of who leads it, because if everyone does that, we will have an over commitment. And I'm assuming we're using the term leader and rapporteur for this initial triage work interchangeably. Do you agree, or were you looking at two different people?
No, I just used peanuts. Sorry, the dog is barking. I'm using them interchangeably, and we could just go, ask people to provide one choice, but I just figured if we had a first and a second choice, we could then find the overlap and make a decision. And then the leadership team could fill in where the holes are.
Okay, we have more people than would allow, even with leadership team each taking one each. So I like the idea of two. We're more likely to get everything covered at that point.
Yeah.
And what if we send out a message asking everyone to select two, and they can do them in priority order if they wish, and ask them to have done that by the time of the meeting? Is that reasonable?
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah.
They won't all, but we may at least get some of them in.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
If I could ask staff to do that, and if you can ask for leader/rapporteur for each of the subgroups, then we'll be sending the message that we expect both tasks to be done.
And so, just to clarify, the leader/rapporteur is the same person, or
yes,
not the same?
Same person.
Same person. Okay, so
a double name, but same person.
Okay. Do you want us to include a short description of what is expected from that leader rapporteur?
Certainly.
As in drive the work and make sure you deliver on time and provide updates during plenary calls. I think it would be helpful just to give a high outline of what would be expected from them.
Perfect.
So they understand what they're committing to. Okay. Okay, we'll make sure to send that out.
Okay. My only question is, we discussed at the informal meeting that we will ask for written reports on the works, on the who is one recommendations. is there any reason we want to delay doing this initial triage work on those recommendations, delay that for the written reports? I don't think it's really necessary, but just want to make sure I'm not acting unilaterally.
You're talking about written reports from staff?
Yeah. Would it be nice if we had them today, but we don't. And,
right.
I don't think we can expect them in a week.
Yeah.
So I think those will inform the further work that we're going to do, but I don't think we need to delay the work that we're doing right now for that. Does that sound reasonable,
right,
Susan? Okay.
I agree with you completely.
Okay.
And Alan, if I may, I recall from our informal meeting in Abu Dhabi that you were planning to send a request in writing to staff with the parameters for what you're looking for.
And it is still on my to-do list. I had a bit of a problem last week, which took me out of commission for a few days in terms of ICANN work.
No problem. Okay.
Occasionally we have other parts to our life. I know it's not really allowed.
No worries. Okay, so we'll wait for that email from you so we know what we're looking at. And
That should be out today or tomorrow.
Back to Trang and her team. Okay, great. Perfect. Thank you. So the other component in the equation of the subgroups is the planning document. So we think we've got more or less an adopted version of the paper. When would you like them to fill it out by? I suggested December 5th, but I wanted to know if that's sounds reasonable to you, or?
December 5th
Go ahead.
Is
yeah.
a few days after two meetings from now. We have a meeting on this on the 17th, 24th, and 1st. I think that's a reasonable target. We're likely to slip, but I don't think if we put it much later, we don't have any time to slip before the Christmas break.
Yeah, exactly.
So I like that as a target, knowing that we will likely slip, but we don't have to tell the team that.
Perfect. Okay. So that's the date I included in the latest version of the work plan, so I'll keep that in there for now. That's perfect. Okay, and then Susan, your comment about, letting the subgroups know they can reach out to us for support in terms of doodles and setting up calls, I think that would be great if you can reemphasize that on the call as well, to help them meet the December 5th deadline. And then my other suggestion was we may want to send an introduction email out to the zillion lists that were created, just with an outline of where the wiki space is, what the mailing list archives link is, and what the next steps will be based on the plenary call, of course. Are you okay with that approach as well?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Great. So I think we've covered all the items on this, unless there's anyone else who has input.
No, I think we're okay on that.
Great.
Next item is work plan.
Yes, the work plan. Okay, so as I just told you, I added December 5th as the new date for all the admin duties related items under subgroups. So November 24th is still our date for the terms of reference and work plan submissions. And I haven't seen any comments from the work plan on this yet. So the suggestion I wanted to consider is, do you want to ask for a couple of volunteers on your next call to be your work plan experts? So go to people for an in-depth analysis of the work plan documents, flag any concerns for the whole group and so on. And thinking, Catherine could be a good person for that. She seems like she's a planner, so maybe it's a German thing. But I think she could be a good person for this. What do you think about that suggestion? Having two or three people do the heavy lifting of going through the document and, in depth.
I have no problem with that. I've already, identified I have a little bit of indigestion over it, and calling it a living document, I think, relieves a fair amount of that. But no one else seems to have had any interest. So I think that may be a good idea of trying to assign it as a real task.
Okay.
Susan?
Okay.
Yeah?
Sorry, I was on mute. That sounds good to me.
Yeah. Okay. I'm good with this. As you know, I'm not a good planner, I must admit. Many years ago, I read a book called The Last Minute Manager, and I'm afraid that does describe me much of the time.
You don't see that way at all, Alan. You seem like a planner too. Perfect. Okay.
But I rarely miss deadlines.
Well, we'll be there to remind you of deadlines. Don't worry about that. Okay, and if there's anything else on work plan, I think we'll just move on to scope. Okay, so I updated the scope table. Lisa is off today. So I updated the table based on your suggested edits, Alan, on the review the bylaws for the review components. I think you wanted let me go back to the document. It'll be easier. Brenda, can you project the document for us?
Yeah, I suggested some of the boilerplate was probably not really necessary. But
yeah,
if people hadn't read the bylaws before, this is not going to make them read them. So.
True. Yeah, there we go. Okay, so let me zoom in. Okay, so this is the change I made. Change as added or removed. This was based on your comment, Alan. And
yeah,
then the
I'm
other
to,
change that I made... Oops,
I'm trying,
sorry,
trying to remember, was that change suggested before or after Lisa pointed out that I hadn't read it correctly?
Lisa relayed that comment to me, so maybe you had a conversation with her. I'm not sure. She didn't
specify. I think it was on a call. Let me...
Okay.
Let me each review... Yeah, I think that's fine as it is now.
Okay, perfect. Susan, any concerns?
Yep, looks good to me.
Yeah,
okay.
No, she had pointed out to me, I hadn't quite read it properly, that A was identify the things and then B was make the changes. But it's worded fine as it is now, I think.
Great. Okay. And then the other change I made was the data protection elements that Erica suggested on the list.
That's
so,
fine. She was just pointing out that some countries call it one thing and others another, and that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. So my assumption, since you had established October 27th as the last chance to, voice any objections or concerns, and my assumption is that you would want to reach an agreement, take a consensus call on the plenary call. Is that correct?
I thought we've de facto done that and that we haven't had any more comments. And I believe this text was already integrated into the terms of reference, was it not? Or did I missee that?
I did integrate it, with the caveat that it's a draft, but yes, it's in there. Yeah.
Let's just point out on the call, or I'll point out, that at this point we've had no comments for several weeks. We are taking them as accepted, and of course we will have to approve the full terms of reference before we submit it. So I don't see any need to do anything more than that.
Okay. Okay. I'm just jotting now. Okay. Considered as approved. Okay. All right. So
of course, if we find typos or errors, we'll correct them. But
yes, of course.
I don't think giving yet another say please review is going to cause any more anything more active than we already have had.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll be reemphasized on the call. Sorry, I'm doing. We're short of staff today, so trying to notes and there we go. All right, so let's move on to the next item then, unless. Susan, you have anything else on this document?
Yep. I'm fine with it.
Okay, great. Terms of reference. So Before Abu Dhabi, I sent you guys a rather detailed list of all the changes I had made, and I circulated the clean version because that's what you wanted, Alan. I remember you saying, you know, I don't want to see a sea of track changes. I would rather see a clean document. So I did send that on October 24th. I'm not sure if you've had a chance to run through the document and the list of changes, if you have any comments at this juncture.
I have not. What is the date we have said we're going to submit this? I think it was November
24th,
which is next
yes.
week. So let us send out an email with the document, just or pointed mm-hmm. to the document, whichever you prefer, pointing out we will be doing a quick review at this meeting and a call for final changes because we're due to submit it a week from now.
Okay. Terms of reference, waive call for changes at plenary meeting. Okay.
And if you can send out a particular message to Susan, not to Susan, to Catherine, who's not on
Catherine.
This call, because I think all three of us really need to do a careful read before this meeting also.
Yeah. All right. And then, Susan, I'm not sure if you've seen my response to you on the board comments related to the SSR2's terms of reference and how those would apply to RDS. So I provided you with some...
I read it, and now I'm looking for it desperately. I hate Gmail. I'm just looking for your response, because I did want to make sure that, obviously, I'm sure everybody does, that we don't run afoul of the board in any way. So,
I did
I'm
ask.
I'm glad you're laughing.
Yeah, I did ask Chris whether he thought we had any problems in terms of the board approving our terms of reference. I don't remember if I asked him in public or private, but assuming it wasn't in public, his answer was he doesn't see anything that waves any red flags. He thinks we're way over committing ourselves, but that's our business.
Okay.
But we can, go ahead, Susan.
So, it's, thank you for the information you provided here. And I have not read the terms of reference, the latest, version. So I will read it, hopefully in the next 24, 36 hours. And keep all of these points in mind as I read them.
Okay, great. And also what's important to note here as well is that you will be circulating a work plan in addition to the terms of reference, which the SSR didn't do. And the work plan has a lot of information in there as well on how you're planning out your work. So I think that's an important component as well of the whole package, if you will. Yeah.
The only potential red flag to wave is one of the things that has been said, although I'm not sure how well it's documented formally, is some concern from ICANN about one of the things that the review team wanted to look at was the detailed firewall configuration for ICANN on the theory that IANA is behind the firewall, and therefore if the firewall has any problems with it, that has a direct impact on the security, stability, and resiliency of IANA, and therefore the Internet. One of the responses that came back from staff was anything staff does is not within the scope of a review team. I am taking that as a red herring and not applying to us, because if that were indeed the case, then anything we do with compliance falls under that scope. And I'm assuming it does not, at least until the red flag is waved saying it does. So
yeah, I would tend to argue with that. with staff anything staff does does not fall within our scope. So
Susan, I don't think you and I would be alone in arguing that, but I'm just saying the words.
Yeah, and then also on the reverse is anything staff is not doing that they should be doing, also falls within our scope. So, I mean, otherwise, how do we review this comprehensively?
I'm presuming those words were ill-considered and didn't exactly mean what they said. But it remains to be seen whether that analysis is right.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see.
All right. I think so. We have an implied action item for me and Susan, and you'll write to Catherine on doing the review before the meeting, and we will ask other people to do the review and hope we get anything out of it.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So let's move on to the next item, which is draft a new agenda. Okay, so I put this together on the assumption, you know, based on the assumption that we would go through the scope of review again. So the first item is welcome roll call SOI updates with a kind reminder to submit completed conflicts of interest and
Do we know who else has not submitted them other than me? Because I just found them on my desk yesterday.
Yes. Yes, Benny.
That
okay.
would be me. I just need to do it.
And if I remember correctly, we were told a sufficient method is to sign it on paper and then scan it and send the scan in.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
So Alan, Carlton, Thomas, Erica, Stephanie, Susan. This is the list I have of outstanding.
I have absolutely no problem when we bring the issue up if you read that list, unless, of course, anyone sent it in by that time.
Okay. So I'll include a reminder in email, though, that goes out with the agenda.
Thank you.
Okay. And then the second one was subgroup kickoff and next steps. And then here I inserted the required action. Please identify the subgroups for which you wish to be a rapporteur. So I'll tailor this based on the discussion we had earlier.
Perfect.
And okay. And then the other item was adopt scope of review, review the scope table. So this, I assume, needs to be a little, you know, adjusted to, what would you like to call it, formal
just,
final?
Just take off scope, just make it scope of review, and I'll point out it's now being integrated into the, or will be, whichever, into the terms of reference. We've had no comments recently. If anyone has any further updates, please get them to us quickly. But other than that, we're assuming it's complete.
Okay, great. Noted. All right. And in terms of reference, read through the list of edits in terms of reference. Flag any concerns, objections you may have. Reminder, November 24th is reaching deadline to send to the board.
Right.
So I think this is pretty much in line with what we discussed. And then the other one was work plan, review the work plan and share any concerns you may have. Consider whether you wish to volunteer for an in-depth analysis. Reminder 24th. So I think this is pretty much in line with what we discussed. And then an AOB component.
Okay,
is there anything missing?
Regarding
the terms
of reference, do we know when the next OEC meeting is after that? I know there's a meeting roughly on the 24th or 27th. Clearly, we're not going to make the agenda for that meeting. Is there another one in December?
I'm afraid I don't have access to Nigar. Do you have any ideas?
Hi, Ellen. This is Nigar. The terms of reference and the work plan will actually be submitted to the board caucus group, not the OEC. Who will then relay it to the full board for consideration.
Okay.
So anytime the review team is ready to submit it, we can arrange to send it over to the full board for their consideration right away.
Okay. So in any case, if we slip by a day or two, because we have some updates, it's not going to be a crucial thing. We're not missing a formal meeting at this point.
No, not at all.
Good.
So the schedule is in your hands at this point in time. It is more essential for you guys to make sure you're comfortable with your work and everything is done and ready to be submitted than to try to meet a timeline.
Yeah,
so,
no, I think the 24th should be good, but if at the meeting of the 24th, instead of approving it, we decide we still need to do something with a tight, with a tight time frame allowed, we're not endangering any major schedule. So that's fine.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Great.
All right. And
okay.
That sounds good to me.
Okay. Anything else missing on this agenda that you would like to see added?
Yes. Scheduling of further future meetings.
Yes. Actually, Brenda, I was hoping you could walk us through that agenda and scheduling, as it seems we have some challenges there. Brenda, can you help us through that agenda item?
Thank you, Alice. Yes, we do have a few challenges, and I'm going to share with you a document that I'm working with. Now, I hope you can see just the PowerPoint or just the Excel document. This is the current standard time. We're just going to look at the, I don't know, I bet my pointer's not working, and I'm sorry, I'm not savvy with this, but you can see that 1400 UTC is 100% availability with our review team members. Now, Thursday has been our day of choice. However, we have a conflict that's come to light on Thursday.
We have multiple conflicts that have come to light,
correct,
on Thursday.
So that would be at 14 UTC, we have conflicts. So I am proposing that we move our plenary calls to Monday at approximately 14:30 UTC, not approximately, at 14:30 UTC. However, that's very early for Susan and
not as
and,
early
and
as
the Monday morning. Well, and
what
it's
time is
Monday.
That?
For you, according to this chart, it is 6:30 a.m.
Oh,
on a Monday.
Fine. Yeah, I'm fine.
So,
I don't know about staff, because other, you know, staff members.
Well, that's
were in LA.
Why we're selecting, yes, thank you, Susan. We're selecting this time because staff is available on Mondays.
Yeah.
Tuesday and Wednesdays are conflicts. Thursday or conflict. So this is the best option we have available. So do we want to agree?
We could make it slightly later in that this brings Lily up to midnight for the end of the call, and she may be willing to go a little bit later than that. I don't know her personal schedule.
Well, I've been advised.
That's the only flexibility we have as I see it.
Susan has another call that she needs to be on at 16 UTC.
Okay.
Yeah, so
Susan and Lisa.
8 o'clock. Yeah. So I'm fine with 6:30.
I haven't looked at my schedule. I don't think I tend to have too much. I do have a 10 o'clock call some days on Monday. And I think this puts me at 8:30 to 10 for my time. Is that not correct?
Actually, 9:30 is what I see. On Monday?
I periodically have a chairs call on Monday, and that's the one at this point that's looking at SSR review, so I can't avoid that. Let's see if we can work around it. We may be changing the time of that because Heather Forrest is now on the on that call, and it's a pretty awkward time for her, so we'll probably be moving it. And I'm presuming the first meeting at this new schedule will not be next week, so I think we're okay.
Okay, so that would bring a change to our leadership meetings from Monday, which is today. And I'm proposing we move it to Thursday. I know Alan has a conflict at 14 UTC, but I'm suggesting we move it to either 16:30, 17, or 18 UTC on Thursdays to avoid staff conflict. So if you can see the chart here, Susan, 16:30 is your 8:30 on a Thursday. Alan, it's your 11:30.
That's okay. There's a new GTLD meeting that normally ends at 11. So that should be okay as far as I can see.
Now, for Catherine, that is at about 5 p.m.
Could I ask you to double-check with GNSO staff for the new GTLD PDP and the RDS PDP, and ALAC staff for any other meeting. Gisela is fine. Gisela is probably the best one. Just to double check I don't have something that isn't on my calendar that I need to be at. But it sounds good to me. I'm looking at a few weeks right now, and it doesn't look like there's a conflict.
Okay. So I will talk to Gisela.
Catherine, I think, has problems with children, child care, and would prefer to do it a little later, is what I had heard her.
Well, let's see. We're saying, what time we're saying, 1600?
1630
is... 1630 is 8:30 Pacific. And I am so challenged by time zones, so I apologize.
Correct.
For always asking. So, and as long as the leadership calls only an hour, I have a 9:30 standing meeting. But I also could do it at noon, which... I don't know. 16:30 is 8:30, so 20 UTC. I could do it, unless that's too late for other people.
I think it's okay for Thursday. 20 UTC tends to be a favorite time for a lot of other meetings. There may be conflicts with some other meetings at this point. It doesn't look like I have anything at that point on Thursdays, as far as I can tell. But I may my schedule has not been fully populated after the ICANN meeting, so I'm a little bit vague. Let me look back before the meeting. Yeah, there's a new GTLD sub-team meeting which goes up to 16:30, but nothing at there.
And RDS is on Tuesday. It hasn't changed.
Yeah. 16:30 looks safe at this point.
Yeah, I'm just concerned about Catherine, so I think we should give her...
No, I agree. Of course, we need to.
Yeah.
Let's propose it and see how it works.
Yeah. Okay. So
I'd like to hone these calls down so we can do them in a half an hour, not an hour, but so far that doesn't seem possible.
And we need to discuss this week's meeting. Plenary meeting. We do not have one on the calendar due to the conflicts. So, Alan, do you still have a conflict at 14 UTC this Thursday? I wasn't sure if it was every Thursday or just random Thursday.
It's every second Thursday, and I believe there is none this week. Let me go to the right place and see. Unless you have a quick hand on it, it's the auction proceeds.
I do not. I don't know.
All right. Let me quickly find the right wiki page. I'm not sure that is possible to do it quickly. Auction proceeds. Meetings 2017. Ooh, there is one on the 16th. Now, currently the meeting on my calendar was for 8:30, was an hour and a half earlier. I don't know if we formally scheduled that or not. How does it sound going ahead with that time and changing it for the week after?
8:30
my time is whatever 5 plus onto that is 13:30.
Right, it's 13:30.
That's rather early for let's go with the following Monday.
Okay. So the next plenary will be Monday with Catherine's approval at 14:30 UTC.
Yeah. and I have to try to get the chairs meeting moved before then.
And we're scheduling that for 90 minutes, correct?
That's correct.
That was our plan. Okay. Good. There we go.
We don't have a Thursday meeting then?
We will not do on Thursday because this will be, you know, 2 working days later anyway.
Yeah. No, I just want to.
No, that's
getting myself confused.
Yeah. That's probably going to then adjust the submission date of the TOR to the, you know, a couple of days later. So, Alice, if you could make that adjustment, or we can just do it on an ad hoc basis.
Sure, I can do that. No problem. So we want to move that to November 24th. It's a Friday, so November 28th, just after, on a Tuesday?
Sounds good.
Okay. Let me put that as an action item. Okay. Great. All right, so we'll go back to our slide deck. Alrighty. So moving on to AOB. So we have sent you a copy of the answers to the questions on implementation briefing. We will send that to the group and then post it on the wiki. I think it's already up on the wiki. And in fact sheet, Susan, I've relayed your questions to my colleagues, so they will be providing additional details and a breakdown of the data for you.
I didn't see those questions. Susan, can you summarize?
Yeah, I just, I can't make rhyme or reason of the fact sheet. And so you could draw a lot of conclusions out of it that I don't think are accurate. For example, we've had 8 plenary meetings. And there's no indication of the leadership meetings on the fact sheet. So, I think these meetings are extremely valuable to drive the work plenary meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So, we should probably list those. And then, if for 8 plenary meetings, there are 303 staff hours have been expended. So, that's basically almost 38 hours of staff time per plenary call. I'm sure staff is working hard and doing all kinds of things, but that doesn't make any rhyme or reason to me. Why would it take 38 hours of work per call? So when you start, and maybe you shouldn't be looking at this fact sheet and dicing it that way and categorizing it that way, but if I don't understand it and I'm on the review team, then no one's going to, you know, I really doubt the community. They're going to look at it and go, oh, my God, what are these people doing? They're causing staff to work really hard, but they, you know, haven't gotten anywhere with their work. Also, I have a lot of criticisms of this, actually. But also it's like, you know, oh, you're 33% done with your time schedule, you know, because we've hit 4 months. But, you know, June, we didn't do anything but have an orientation meeting. So I'm not sure I would have counted it from then. I'm not going to die on a sword for that one. But I'm trying to think what else. I should get the fact sheet in front of me. But, you know, we're only 10% done with our work, and I get that. But, you know, we have the terms of reference almost done. We have the work plan almost done. We have the scope almost done. So it seems like we have more work done than indicated in the fact sheet. And obviously everyone's very sensitive to review teams after, you know, the SSR2 had their problems. So I would just like to see different facts. I don't think that there's any way I can be comfortable with this fact sheet with a limited amount of information being provided. So I don't know what the latitude is on that, but I object to it being published in the way it is right now.
Okay, I've got a couple of comments also. I also noted the 303 staff hours
And, you know, especially when it's beside what looks like, if you don't read the wording very carefully, 81 volunteer hours, which is, you know, certainly significantly different from that, if only because of the leadership calls and presumably some people have done some other work. I know I certainly have. I also have very significant problems with the financial resources. For instance, mm-hmm. $120,000 of committed travel funds at this point, for what? I don't have a clue what that is. And I asked, I think almost 2 months ago at this point, for some more additional information regarding how travel is allocated. And I have not gotten an answer yet, or if I did, it got lost in my email. And moreover, if we are going to be, and I'm using this in quotes, responsible for this budget, I want to see the detailed budget sheets. This summary just doesn't do it for me. And I think we need a lot more detail in the leadership team if we are going to officially be responsible for this.
Exactly, because the committed, you know, there was two different numbers. We've already spent $160,000 in travel. Who made that decision? I don't see, it was definitely not any input I had on the leadership team. Maybe it shouldn't be, but if I'm held responsible for that as stepping up to be part of the leadership team, then, you know, the knowledge has to be there.
Well,
and then also, if you look at the $40,000 in travel, was that for review team members? And how is that allocated? And if you take eight, you know, assuming there's three counselors on this team, so at a minimum, three travelers are already getting funds from somewhere else. Why are they doubled? Are they doubled?
Susan, we haven't had any ICANN meeting travel associated with us.
So what is the $40,000 and the $120,000?
It's the $40,000 is the meeting in Brussels, presumably. Except the last fact sheet already had $20,000 spent.
This only goes till September 30th. It doesn't cover that.
That's correct. You're right. But the previous one had 20.
Well, if it doesn't, it's wrong.
Well, whether it's right or wrong, I don't feel comfortable at this point letting something go without understanding where the detailed numbers are coming from.
Exactly.
And certainly where the things – we're also told there are 303 staff hours. There's ICANN org support with $150,000 but nothing spent. So what are we paying for? What are we not paying for? That one of the questions I asked is if our travel support includes staff, which I was told it does, I want to see the breakdown. I want to know who's making the decisions.
Yep. No, I absolutely agree. And it isn't, and I just want to reinforce this for staff, this is not a blame game at all. I really think that staff does an amazing job for us and is an important, critical resource for this review team. But, you know, when you take a few facts and put them up on a big screen in an ICANN meeting and everybody goes, what in the hell are they doing? And we've seen a prime example of that. Then I don't want to be, I just can't sign off lightly. So, you know, either we change, overhaul the fact sheet completely, or we don't distribute it at all, ever, or, you know, or then there has to be my objection underneath it. Susan objects to this being displayed because it's not accurate, in my opinion. So I just want to be very strong about this.
Yeah, at the very least for the numeric data, and certainly the financial data, I think we need all of the backup.
Yep.
Now, just for the record.
And I really like. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, for the record, from MSI staff, is this normal that review teams do not get this kind of data, and this is all they see? Or I don't know what the norm is, because the last review team I participated in, we operated under a completely different set of rules and lack of transparency. So in this new, modern, transparent world, what is the norm?
That's a good question.
Hi, Alan. So we're, you know, transparency is key to this process, and as you will see as well in the board's letter to the SSR2, you know, the review teams are accountable for the budget spent, so the fact sheet tries to document all of that. But we're hearing all of your concerns and the questions you have. So we're going to get Sharla, who's our fact sheet specialist and expert lady, to answer all these questions, and we'll make sure she gets that information to you in a prompt fashion.
Except the last message I got from Sharla was, I haven't forgotten you, and that was almost a month ago. So
yeah,
that was only on one or two very specific questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think this relates to the cost information for ICANN meetings versus non-ICANN meetings. So we've been trying to get answers from the meeting team who has been traveling and arranging for ICANN 60, so it's been a little bit of a struggle there. But we'll get that soon. I know Joseph is back.
Sorry, forgive me, but as far as I know, we have not had any travel associated with ICANN meetings, unless it's staff travel, in which case I'd really like to know what it is.
No. Sorry, I'm just saying that the responses are getting delayed because there was a lot of ICANN 60 preps, and that's what I was referring to. Sorry.
All right, so this is on hold until we get a fair amount more information. And, I don't know how else to put it. Just out of curiosity, if we break down the staff time into, 12 weeks between quarterly? So the 303 is for since the beginning of time, not just for this quarter. Is that correct? The number of staff hours.
I will need to check on them.
Yeah, well, it's eight calls, so it must be. So we're talking about roughly 6 months worth of staff time. Okay.
Just to September 30th. It's really only 4 months. That's what the sheet says. That's the cutoff date for those staff.
So we're talking about 75 staff hours per month, roughly, which is, 20, almost 20 per week. Let's try to, I'm presuming for staff, you have this breakdown per person. The number just isn't pulled out of the air, so I'm assuming you have pretty detailed records associated with this. Is there any problem making these records available to the leadership team?
Hi, Ellen. This is Nagar. I don't think it's a problem. One of the reasons we do send out the fact sheets to leadership is to help make sure we can help answer any questions that you guys have. As Alice had noted, we are more than happy to work with Sharla and the rest of the team to get you the information so you guys can have an assessment of where these numbers came from. You're right. The numbers are obviously not pulled out of the air. They are calculated based on some measures, and of course, I don't have all the details, but Sharla does. So we will work with her to make sure we get you the information. We will not publish anything on the fact sheet, obviously, until you guys have had the data and I've had the chance to go back and validate everything or provide, ask more questions if you need to. And then once everyone's happy with the fact sheet, that will be the point in time that we will publish it publicly. But until then, nothing will be published, and we can work it all out.
Okay. I'm not giving you instructions on how to send the information to us, but note that the leadership mailing list is publicly archived.
Thank you. Duly noted.
Anything else? I think we have vented enough, and we spent almost an hour. Susan, anything more for you?
Nope, I think that's it.
All right, so we will not have a meeting this week. We will schedule the first one for next Monday, and I will do my best to make sure I'm actually there. Thank you all.
That would be helpful, Alan.
Sorry.
Well, I also can't miss a chairs meeting on SSR at this point. So
yeah.
I'm between a rock and a hard place, but I'm hoping with regard to Heather, we will move the meeting by then, but that may be a bit of a challenge. So we'll see what we do.
Before we close the call, I just wanted to flag that I sent the process for engaging contractors. This is something you asked for in Brussels, so I hope this will inform your decisions on, you know, the timelines and logistics around hiring someone external to conduct work for you.
Thank you. When did you send that, Alice?
I sent that on Friday, along with the status update email, the long email with all the buckets.
Oh, okay. Then it must be somewhere here that I haven't noticed.
Okay.
But I have been somewhat busy. Okay, thank you all. We'll enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll hopefully see you next Monday. Bye-bye.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Have a great
all.
Susan. Bye. Bye-bye.